Here, the old gods are dead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey y'all, this is the Creepy Wee Podcast. I'm Rebecca with Liam.
Hi, I can see you.
Me and Liam are recording differently. We've changed host. We've got ads. Sorry.
And, and now you have to listen to it.
We can see each other now. So the chemistry is really up. It's like we can look into each other's eyes.
The podcast is going to have so many pauses because we're just going to look longingly at each other across the monitor.
And I'm like fully in my bed, like,
in my hair. Fully reclined, kicking her feet behind her, going la 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 la.
I am. It feels really girly. Do you want to tell the dolls where you've been?
Where have I been? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you do you know that song is by an STD? Cotton Eye Joe. Like the Cotton Eye is like, you know, like chlamydia makes your.
And then the Joe is the.
Is.
We're like Philly just making face to each other.
Is this how all pod. Like, I've always wondered what the like pauses are in podcasting, but it's just you're looking at each other.
Uh huh. Well, I mean, we do have the option to like actually make this like a thing, but it's behind a paywall.
Yeah, no.
I could simply screen record the thing that we're doing right now and get it for free.
Yeah. Can you actually do that? Can you video record a screen?
I don't know. The hosts are listening right now and they're going to take this like path with me. They're really right off the influencer plan.
They can probably tell if you're doing that, I suppose.
Yeah.
People are loving this conversation.
I know. The way that I'm going to hate to delete this. No, but you abandoned me for 2 episodes. Where you been?
Well... It feels like nobody wants to fucking work anymore. Like, I've been examining. I went for a meeting with my supervisor today, actually, and I was like, I'm sorry in advance for the question you have to read. And she laughed and was like, I've been marking.
Oh my God.
And she was like, I'm sure you did fine, even though I'm not allowed to say anything. Okay, well, that's good. That's reassuring.
Oh, but
she implied pretty much that I did speak gibberish at the end, like in tongues, fully in tongues. It's
you
kind of
text
like...
me after the final exam and like text, because we double text, but you like, you sent weens and I was like, I'm just going to let him get through this before I reply.
I was love bombing you. I was fully just...
You were trauma dumping. And I think I was at work or so, I was doing some in my phone, because I normally just sit with my text to you open. Or my girlfriends, depends which one of you have decided to love that day. And, like, just watched the text, like, rattle through. And I was definitely talking to somebody, and I was like, he.
Mental.
I was like, excuse me, I've got to go to the toilet so I can calm Liam down. And I was like, no, sweetie, you probably did amazing.
I'm not kidding, the hardest exam I've ever sat. What else have I been doing? Oh, my God, so... You know how there was like fully like a recession or whatever announced, like the biggest one ever.
Love.
Well, I work on a particular street in Glasgow, and that entire street just turned to the gutter immediately. As soon as that was announced, it was like, absolutely, absolutely. This is definitely going to be like Victorian era peasantry right now. Bank windows were broken too. On the same street on my way to work that morning, I got into work and they were like, oh, the shit pipe is leaking and there's pissy water all over the stock room. And I was like, great, fun, that's cool. Nothing was damaged except for like my psyche.
Like Philly turning into like Oliver Twist.
Yeah, I was like, okay, cholera, cool. Yeah, no, I've really, like, I wish I had more exciting tales, but I just don't, because I've been reading like a little hermit, like, oh yes, this will make good extra reading in the exam answer.
I've had like, well, obviously, because I hosted with Holly, then Gambo as well, which was really, really fun, but I didn't feel like I could, like, be like, what have you guys been up to today on update? So then... Nobody really got to find out what I was doing. And what I was doing was fuck actual all appear to have gone viral on TikTok.
Oh my god, yeah, we're like influencers now.
I was out in Dunfermline and like on Friday there, I think I released a TikTok today with the Bury Man. Follow us on TikTok at the Creepy Wee Podcast. Yeah. And for months, because I do digital marketing as a job, and for months I was like to Liam, I'm definitely gonna make a TikTok, like a proper TikTok, I'm gonna do it. So I got my finger out my arse because I was off the podcast and made like a dramatic, like Neil Oliver-esque way.
You sounded like Merida from Brave.
I literally just got texted and they were like, oh, you're Kelly MacDonald slave. And there's like Braveheart music playing in the background and that. Watch it if you haven't, but like 150k people have watched it. And then
yeah,
we're hitting our moment in the sun right now. We're charting higher than we've ever charted on Spotify.
Yeah, dream, like impossible 20. Dream, etc.
Yeah.
No, but I just get a feeling that there's a lot of people in Scotland that have lived in Scotland their entire life and never heard of the Bury Man. I don't know why I get that feeling.
Love the engagement, obviously, but like every person and their dog was like, I've never heard of this. And I was like, right, well.
And some of them, like, fair enough, the ones where they hadn't heard of it and just were saying that and had to share every thought that entered their head. But the people who were like, well, I've never heard of this. Like, some of them were pointed. And I was like,
okay, some of them were like, I'm like, I've literally put pictures of the Bury Man in this. Do you think I made this up? And then the current Bury Man's wife commented, being like, this is my husband, this is the Bury Man. I was like, no, Queen of Macho Starstruck.
Who else?
It was class, though.
Me.
And then I was in Dunfermline and then a couple of lassies were like, oh my god, I seen your TikTok, are you here for the Creepy Wee Podcast? And I was like, finally I have been recognised for my work, because Liam kind of go like 20 feet in Glasgow with it, somebody being like, oh, that's him for that podcast.
It was the time it was on the subway and I was like, oh my god, like, no paparazzi, please. No one was taking a picture of me, but like, you know, I felt my fantasy. I was like, oh, I better put my sunglasses on, you know.
Your podcast that's got like
5 listeners. No, we actually have a lot. You shocked, you gagged the girls a little bit with that information.
Oh, I did. I like send Liam stats. I've got a hyper fixation on how many like listeners and subscribers we have, and like calculated the entire amount. And I was like, no, like we're slaying. We've made exactly £2.50 of AdSense on this podcast.
That's so much. We're
in
rich.
Terms of AdSense, it is.
I mean, we won more than like the winners of RuPaul's Drag Race UK. So like all of them combined, we won more money than them. So
I did look though, because you can see like what kind, because I didn't choose the adverts that come up, by the way. Like nobody please assume that I pick these adverts, because one of them was, can you guess like what organization was doing adverts on your podcast?
Was it the BBC?
No, it was the British Army and Navy. Not the demographic.
I mean, certain people in your family. Kidding, love you if you're listening. Not
like,
the
a job's a job. A job's a job.
Yeah. A gig is a gig. We're booked and busy. That's not our fault.
The other ones are like Garnier and stuff, so.
Wait, hang on. I just need to ask, what media have you been consuming? Because that's what the people are here to listen to.
I watched the whole of season two of The Wilds in like a day, which is like Amazon Prime's less scary, more emotional version of Yellow Jackets. It's no Supernatural. Yeah, it's like, really good though.
It's like one of their flagship shows, isn't it?
It's really, 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 really good.
I haven't watched.
I'm friends with the girlies, like, all the last season. I'm like, no, she's clearly she's my best friend.
Parasocial
fictional relationship. I'm like, no, she gets me. Sarah Pigeon and an Emmy Wynn.
Opens if anybody else. Of her own.
Hey, among us. It was getting desperate. It was getting desperate. I went to fanfiction.net. I don't think I've consumed any other media. I was meant to go to the cinema this week to watch that new film, Everything Everywhere All at Once. I really meant to go and see that. And then forgot we are going to see Lord, so.
Oh yeah.
Ella has a lot to answer for. Oh yeah, me and Liam are meeting up, finally.
Creepy Wee Podcast meet up at Lord. I mean, everyone's going to be there.
We should Lord have gone at the Usher
My
Hall.
Chemical Romance or something. I feel like that would have. We would have been recognized.
When I got recognized, the night that was on in PJs in Dunfermline, it was an emo night.
We love you, emos.
Checks out. Advertise our podcast to a certain demographic and they show up.
Which is goths and emos.
Goths and emos and gay girls and thems.
That's gay girls.
Stevie Nicks has a lot to say. I know for a fact. Anyway, what other media have you been consuming since this is a pop culture podcast?
I have been rewatching The Simpsons.
So you have?
Yeah.
Liam will say something out of pocket on text, and I'm like, what's that from? And he's like, it's a Simpsons quote. And I'm like, I don't know why I'd bother fucking asking anymore.
Yeah, I've decided that we're going to do it in 10 episode blocks, like seasons. So the first 10 episodes was Game of Thrones. The second 10 episodes was Glee.
This
is episode 19, but like Glee was played out. The girls were done. We're now on to The Simpsons. So there's going to be a lot of slapstick comedy. You know? Well, we're getting sidetracked. Let's spooky hole.
Okay, T. So in the last episode, me and Holly happened to mention big cats because of the panther that lives in Kiltiewoods near me. Yeah. And then I asked, and Holly also asked, for people to send in their big cat stories.
Oh, and I have got one. You go well, first, though.
Hold on, because I feel like this might be your one, Tay, because it's not. This was sent in by Urshan. And but like folks sent in like quite a lot, but this one has like a ragtag team who like try to figure out like what the fuck's going on. So this is for the Ross-shire newspaper. Couldn't remember what one. I'll quote. The mystery of a panther-like big cat spotted by a series of credible Ross-shire witnesses has been revisited by an acknowledged expert in the field of big cats. The Ross-shire Journal, there we go, was the first to report a number of mysterious sightings in the area last year and on the aftermath of some grisly and still unexplained livestock deaths. The fucking Ross-shire chupacabra. In an exhaustively researched new book, Big Cats, Facing Britain's Wild Predators, author Rick Minter acknowledges that the watch for the Highland Panther goes on.
Not Star Trek.
The author probes in detail a sighting near Embo, where Lisa and Alana Sydenham first reported in the journal. The pair from Tain had been out driving on April 27th last year when their attention was grabbed by what they first thought was a black Labrador moving at the edge of a sown field. Watching closely, they believed the animal was much more cat-like. Lisa had the presence of mind to snap some pictures with a point-and-shoot camera. What the fuck were they doing with a point-and-shoot camera? These bitches. With a point-and-shoot camera and remained convinced that this was no ordinary domestic cat. For the purposes of the book, Lisa and Alana created a cut-out silhouette cat as comparison scale and also used a marker pole. When we sent the new photos to filmmaker Mark Fletcher, who makes wildlife documentaries for BBC Natural World and is working on a documentary on UK feral cats, he admitted, "We were all genuinely surprised at the results, as the Embo cat appeared to be in the region of 600 centimetres nose to rump. That is an extreme scale of domestic cat." I'm going to show you the picture. I'm going to show you the picture of this cat. This looks like a fucking normal cat. Can you see? This is like a really long house cat. It looks like cat dog.
But I have an add-on to this story. So one time when I was like 7, I looked out in my granny's back garden. And I swear to you, I saw a fucking panther. I ran like a black panther. It was huge, huge. Big mistake, huge. Anyway, I ran to my mum, and like, because my granny has like a conservatory. And so you can mm-hmm. see, and like her neighbors are like all adjoined. It's very suburbs. Like you can see mm-hmm. into the, so it was over the fence to the neighbor's garden, but the fence is like ankle high. So I could see it.
And there was a panther in your granny's neighbor's garden.
It was not, I swear to this day, it was not a lab, because like, hell, I'm not doxing my granny's neighbor. She doesn't have a dog. Well, she didn't have a dog at the time. So I ran through to the living room and I was like, oh my god, come see this. And it wasn't there when we got back. And then my granny was like, fucking panther in Inverness. Surely. Like literally everyone was there. This was so embarrassing for me. Like my dad, like I think he nearly peed himself laughing at this, because he thought I was
well,
but I saw it.
I know what you saw.
I'm convinced.
I mean, considering how many articles I've been sent and then went on my own hunt for wild cat stories in Scotland and obviously in England and Wales, it also seems to be a big... I mean, do believe what Holly said, when it's a slow news day, they're like, oh, let's just make up another big cat story. But there was a video of one in Rosyth like a few years ago and it was fucking huge. And I can remember the video being really high res at the time, and now it's been sent to like that many like Twitter accounts and like journalists that it's just like so pixelated and you couldn't even tell what it is.
Facebook Messenger too many times.
Oh, literally. It's been screen recorded way too many times. And I like went to go and post it on our Instagram and I was like, actually, it doesn't even matter. Like, it does not matter.
Just an indistinguishable blob. Like,
like, it looks like the black smoke monster if he loves. Anyway, I mean, this episode's about kelpies. Finally, we're going to do it. So we'll take a wee break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about kelpies.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, the water horse is the Celtic personification of the powers of streams, locks, and seas. In an 1887 edition of the Celtic magazine, they were described as the spirit of the flood. And the name Kelpie likely comes from the German word for calf, which is kalb. Sources often say that Kelpie is Gaelic in origin, but this isn't true. The Gaelic word for water horse is ek uiske. So this obviously just means water horse in Gaelic. You'll often see different sources claim that the ek uiske and Kelpies are different creatures, depending on which body water they're beside. Traditionally, Kelpies were thought only to inhabit rivers, whereas the ek uiske inhabit freshwater lochs. That is the only difference there is between them. And Kelpies are water horses, ek uiske literally water horse. They're the exact same thing. Catherine Briggs, the folklorist who like I constantly reference, she says that the ek uiske have like a tight, like a bit merry, like violent temperament, which
they
is
have
just
a tight.
Like a bit maybe like a violent temperament, which I'm like, how much more extreme can it get? Because
when
I will get into I'll get into like what the Kelpies do, but like as far as we're concerned, these are the same things. If you did want to spot a Kelpie compared to a normal horse, you'd be able to tell by looking at its feet. Did you ken this, Liam? The Kelpie's hooves are reversed, so they're on backwards.
Sorry. I didn't know that, so made me giggle.
This trait is also shared by a water horse from Icelandic folklore called the Nykr or the Nekr. If you Google that, it's really similar to Kelpie's, like horse, dark in colour, seaweed in its hair.
My name was the Nekr, actually.
So an Aberdeen variation portrays the Kelpie as a horse with a mane of serpents, kind of like a Medusa, whereas the resident horse spirit of the River Spey in Moray is white and could entice victims on its back by singing. But it doesn't specify whether it's like human whinnying or if it's like a horse whinnying. But like, I would like to be like, ken that TikTok that's gone about the day, that dog going, ooh.
Yeah, I think it's that. White Horse by Taylor Swift is actually what it sings.
We've got so many pop culture references to put in the Instagram post this week.
On fire.
So Walter Gregor, a folklorist, described Kelpies as useful but hurtful, and that Kelpies would take their victims into the water, devour them, and then throw their guts back up on the water's edge. In its horse form, the Kelpie is able to extend the length of its back to carry many riders together down into the depths of the water to drown them. Kelpies have the ability to transform into like humans. You'll often see them pictured as like hot looking womanly nymphs. This is kind of inaccurate though. This is kind of inaccurate though, because Kelpies in their human form are typically male. If you get close to a Kelpie in human form, they probably give themselves away by haying either. Yeah, neighing when they speak. But they'd hay seaweed or waterweeds in their hair. So immediately you'd be like, right, well, something's up with this bitch. Like literally like old Greg. A folktale for Barra in the Outer Hebrides tells a Kelpie that transforms itself into a handsome young man to woo a pretty young girl it was determined to make for its wife. The girl recognises the young man as a Kelpie and removes his silver necklace, which in his horse form would be his bridle. She does this whilst he sleeps, and then the Kelpie immediately reverts back into its horse form, and the girl takes the horse back to her father's farm, where she puts it to work for a year. So this is how Kelpies are useful. At the end of the year, the girl rides the Kelpie to consult a wise man, who tells the girl to return the silver necklace. The wise man then asks the Kelpie, who is once again transformed into a handsome young man that the girl had first met, whether, if given the choice, it would choose to be a Kelpie or a mortal, The Kelpie then turns to the girl and asks whether if he were a man, she would agree to be his wife. She confirms that she would, and after which the Kelpie chooses to become a mortal man and the pair are married. So some accounts state that Kelpies retain their hooves even in their human form, which leads to an association in Christianity with Satan. So you can actually capture a Kelpie. So if a Kelpie appears as a horse without any kit on, aka a bridle or a saddle, then it could be... Yeah, naked. Then it could be captured using a halter stamped with the sign of the cross, and its strength could then be harnessed in tasks such as transportation of heavy millstones. Some Kelpies were said to already be wearing a bridle and sometimes a saddle, and then would appear invitingly ready to ride in front of humans. Like, that's literally from the source. If a Kelpie was already wearing a bridle, an exorcism might be achieved by removing it. A bridle taken for a Kelpie was said to be fully magical properties, and if brandished towards someone, was able to turn that person into a horse or a pony, like Shakespeare. according
I'm
to folklore,
Italian, baby.
According to folklorist Lewis Spence, a Kelpie can be killed by being shot with a single silver bullet, after which it is seen to consist of nothing more than turf and a soft mass like a jellyfish. So this trope of like shooting like Calvinism. Animals, yeah, it's like kind of like the same in vampirism and werewolves and stuff. Like, if you like damage them with a silver bullet or weapon, they'll basically immediately be like exorcised. In Scottish folklore, it's more typical to see iron used, and this source is from 1999, so I don't know if he was just like playing into like the culture of the time with like all the vampire shit, because you actually I'm not really sure about the silver thing. I would go with iron. Like, check our third episode and our second episode to hear more facts about Scotland and iron.
We are so, single-handedly keeping the iron industry in business.
Well, we're taking back what Thatcher took away. So,
oh, similarly to a Kelpie that you stab with silver or iron, she is also a mound of dirt now. Who said that?
Liam, have you got any like actual folklore stories about Kelpies to tell us?
I have, but before that, I actually want to talk about how Kelpies are actually in one of my favourite Robert Burns poems.
Love. I was going to read this. I'm so glad you are.
Address to the Deal, or Address to Love. The Devil, which is like a very interesting poem, actually. I recommend it. There's like translations of it, I think, online as well. Basically, the poem implies that Scottish Calvinist teachings of the time were fucking boring. So, like, Calvinism was, like, huge in Scotland in, like, the 16th to 18th century. The main teachings of it were, like, fear the devil, fear going to hell. And Robert Burns, despite being, like, Christian in belief, or, like, believing in it, at least, was, like, this is fucking for squares, man. This sucks. And he basically goes on to like describe, like poke fun at like the devil and like all of like his creatures, one of which is considered to be the Kelpies. In one of the stanzas he says, when those dissolve the snowy hood and float the jiggling icy bird, the water Kelpies haunt the ferd by your direction, and nighted travellers are allured to their destruction. Which basically is saying that like when Kelpies are in like the board like of the water, which is like the front of like a loch or a river, like where all the weeds and stuff are, nighttime travelers are like lured in by them to their death. And I was like thinking about it, and like, well, we discussed it, we texted about it, we gave away our content before we even did it. Basically, it reiterates that like those traveling by water would meet a terrible fate, and it's thought that maybe Kelpies and Ech Uishge, they're sort of like almost like just a cautionary tale, in the same way like a lot of fey creatures are considered to just be to keep children out of the woods alone. It stops them from playing by water at night. So concurring with this narrative, specifically when we like discuss the in a story from The Highland Tales, Volume 11, there's an infamous tale that involves several little girls being carried away by the wee Uishge. The story takes place at a loch in Aberfeldy, where seven girls and a little boy were going for a walk on a Sunday afternoon when they saw a beautiful little pony grazing by the side of the loch, minding its business, no thoughts, head empty, just praying. Then one of the little girls just without even, like, the story doesn't say she was even pushed into it or pressured into it. She just was like, I'm going to go on top of that horse. I want to know how old these children were that they were like, I'll ride that horse. I would not go near.
I would never go near a horse. I'm scared of
horses. Like, living in Glasgow, somewhere where they just, any small event happens, it's like, oh,
let's walk out the crack Clydesdales.
There's 20 people in that bar. Let's get Clydesdales. Anyway, another girl mounted him, and the horse grew in length to accommodate her. At this point, I'd probably be like, "Oh, that was weird." Anyway, then all seven of the girls jumped on, and the boy was like, something's wrong here, because, you know, like, obviously folktale men are smarter than women, so
of course.
Not as if, like, that's something that I would say would normally be reversed. Anyway, all seven of the girls are on this horse, which is now like 20 foot long. The Megalodon of horses.
That's like Slinky itself.
Yeah, Slinky the dog from, like, fucking Toy Story. Yeah, so they're all on top of it, and the horse is like... He says...
He?
The pony says... Sorry. Come on, little scabby head. Get on my...
Come on, scabby head.
Sickening. The Luganda Strander of horses, must be said. the boy was like, something's wrong here. He said, this talking horse that just got longer, I think something's up with that. So he ran up to the rocks, and then the horse saw him do this and started chasing him. And then they sort of, like, started diving between the rocks, like, chasing each other. I'm imagining it like a scene from the classic Scooby-Doo. Like, at some point they run out from behind the rocks and the boy's carrying the horse and all seven of the girls are chasing them or something. So the horse is chasing the boy with all seven of the girls, like, screaming on its back. Benny Hill, like, playing in the background. And the pony couldn't reach the boy. Pony boy. Sophie Stan confirmed. Wait, Sophie Tribute Act, and it's just Kelpie in all capitals.
The only song that they perform is
Pony Boy. Anyway, he says, fuck it, give me that damn bucket. He's over it. And he jumps into the water with the girls. And then the boy goes back the next day and finds their livers floating at the top of the water. And I was like, that's weird. That's suspicious. But I then read, I was like, well, why was the liver significant? And I thought maybe it was like they couldn't eat it or something because, like, it purifies toxins. But that's not it. So in olden times, livers were, because they're like the biggest internal organ in the body, if you stab the liver, usually a person is unwell, because it's like a really essential organ as well. It cleans all your toxins and stuff. Your one's been working hard the past decade.
Mine's been working hard, working round the clock.
Yeah, so basically people in olden times, they were like, yeah, this is probably a very important thing. So, like, they associated, like, animals that could eat the liver or could do anything, like, remove it or that, as, like, vicious predators. So they were unsafe to be around. So, like, it's a sign of danger if the liver is affected.
Yeah.
Just, that's clever to me.
Yeah, but, like, obviously the Kelpie is dangerous. If it took all these wee lassies and drowned them, like, oh, that was good of them to leave the liver. They must be that bad.
He's watching his figure. His very long figure. Oh, I did want to ask. So, do you think animals have, like they react to food the same way we do? Like, it didn't eat the liver, but maybe it was just, like, ew, liver. Because, like, liver, when you cook it, you need to, like... You need to soak it in milk and stuff to get all of the, like, enzymes deactivated. So maybe it was just like,
get the bile out.
Maybe it was just like, this one's not for me. Because, like, I suppose underwater it's very hard to get a hold of like cow milk. So do you think animals are like the same as us, where they're like, I'm not eating that. That's gross.
Mayhaps.
So normally, folklore, like we've discussed already, in Scotland centres around each loch or river having like one water horse spirit that resides in it, protects it, or kills people in it. One of the two things happens. The book Selected Highland Folk Tales by Ronald MacDonald Robertson, the side hustle of Ronald MacDonald, deadass, recounts a story in 1938 where a woman named Mary Faulkner was walking home, taking a shortcut by a nearby loch, where she saw a group of horses at the loch front of Loch... I want to say Garavate. Just say loch. And then in this herd, one of the white ones, she was like, oh, see that? That looks like my neighbor's horse. I'm going to get on the back of that and it's going to carry my shit home for me. She walked over to the horse. She's like, oh, this is a lot bigger than my neighbor's horse. Maybe it's not. She looked to her side and noticed that the mane of the horse intertwined with the like seagrass and went into the loch. And she was like, I know what that is. And she legged it. Get that fire exit door. I'm off. She legged it. And then she was actually apparently there with someone who corroborates her story word for word.
Nice.
And so they're so convinced that they saw a herd of Ech Uishke in that loch. So if you're ever near a loch, I can't say the name, so I can't actually warn you properly. don't get on the horse.
The imagery, like its hair being like tangled in the weeds of the water, is fucking terrifying.
Yeah, messy boots. Mostly because, like, so one time I was at Oliver Heldens' gig, and someone spat out chewing gum, and it went in my friend's hair. He was like, "There's gum in my hair," and so I, as someone who watches The Simpsons, remember that Grandpa Simpson said, chewing gum needs to be chewed out. Chewed the chewing gum out of her hair. That would never happen in the times of COVID. Anyway, the image of like the weeds intertwining with the horse's mane reminds me so much of what I saw in her hair that day.
Okay, well, you've taken all the darkness with you. Thanks for that. Gone off the back of what Liam said about like every, like basically every river and loch in Scotland has their own version of a water horse. We'd be remiss if we did not call back
RG
episode 10 to Ernessie. So it goes that, and if you listened to episode 10 or episode on Nessie, you would have heard Liam speaking about an encounter between St. Columba and a monster that he basically exorcises for Loch Ness. And that is Nessie, but a lot of people who are only in the camp of Nessie being some kind of plesiosaur, megalodon, ancient dinosaur, or a giant eel, a lot of people...
Or a whale penis, think, latest one, whale penis.
Whale penis is the latest theory behind Nessie. But a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's in the Highlands, it's by a loch, like it must be a kelpie. I'll call bullshit on that.
Nessie ate the kelpie.
Yeah.
She said, yeah. Who the fuck are you? You better be fucking joking.
Like Liam said, it's very much how the fairy tales like the Brothers Grimm and Hans Christian Andersen were made as cautionary tales to keep children away from forests and stuff like that, or strangers. This is another way for Scottish people and obviously every other culture in the world that has their own water horse to keep children away from water, because water, and if you've ever been near any fast flowing rivers in the Highlands, you'll ken, water can be very, very dangerous. Although that tale that you just told, where there's somebody else who's there to corroborate it, if a source is detailed enough, I'm on board.
Yeah.
I'll believe anything. We've been new, but I do.
When the horse calls someone a scab head, then I'm like, I don't think a dignified kelpie would say that.
I think kelpies are like so much in the forefront of people's minds because of this sculpture or statues that are in Falkirk. If you've ever been, they're just named kelpies because it's a word in Scotland for horse. But the monument that's in Falkirk is by the canals, and it's there to represent the working animals in Scotland. Like, it's there to, like, it's to praise them for all the work that they did by the canals. And considering in the stories that we've told how many people abused Kelpies for their manpower, then very fitting name.
Yeah.
But I think that is, like, folk think it's a statue to do with folklore. It's not. It's a statue to do with our comrades who helped on the canals and on the farms.
You ever read Animal Farm?
Yeah, I think I did it in school.
Remember when they sent the horse to the glue factory? Me when I see a Kelpie. Who do you think you are? You're glued to me, bitch. Oh, you're going to try and drown me? Look at this. Your bones are glued now.
I think I've got, like, I can remember watching the film for Animal Farm, but I was also going through a phase of just watching, like, films to do with pigs. So, like, that and Babe and Charlotte's Web are all absolutely fused together for me. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can, they're nothing alike.
What's that one where the girl has a pig nose?
Oh, Penelope. Classic, classic. You, no, Ewan McGregor. Who's the other Scottish actor? No, the, oh, what's his name?
Colin Farrell's Irish, right?
Oh, fuck, he's in the X-Men films.
Oh, James McAvoy.
James McAvoy, he's in Penelope.
Is he?
I fancied Penelope when she got rid of the pig nose. Who plays her?
Okay.
Are people sticking around for this? Yeah, I know why I fancied her. It's Christina Ricci.
Shut up, no, it's not.
It is. Reese Witherspoon's also in it.
I don't know if I've even seen it.
Yup, it's Christina Ricci.
I think because everyone was, like, telling me to go see it at a young age, I was like, I don't want to fucking see that film.
It kind of fucking scared me, I'm not going to lie. When she got rid of the pig nose, I was like, yup, I'll bang.
Not everyone can afford a nose job.
I can. I had one on the NHS. Not cosmetic, in case anybody's, like, thinking, like, bitch, your nose is fucking busted. But I send suggestions in for what you want to hear in our, like, next Ronnie Wee episodes. We're going to be back in 2 weeks' time, and we're going to be picking our own fucking topic, because that's what we want to do, and we're going to do Scottish Customs and Superstitions. Part two. Electric Boogaloo. You were, like, looking at me as you say it. But aye, follow us on Instagram at The Creepy Wee Podcast, Twitter at The Creepy Wee Pod, TikTok at The Creepy Wee Podcast, and you can send in any stories to thecreepywepodcast@gmail.com and visit our website, thecreepywepodcast.co.uk. Bye.
What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.